Welcome to Jessheim Productions Three Mass Planning, Episode 2. When last we left our heroes, they had encountered a strange tabaxi who had put them through a strange ordeal of sleep, resulting in some visions that had told the party they needed to go on a quest outside of the city, taking the tabaxi along while they prepared to get some supplies. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun and Stylers Network, whose promo will be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to FunInstallersNetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent ya. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
Happy
about it, sweetheart. But you're gonna come with us.
I mean, if you're a messenger of a goddess, isn't it only right to see what she's telling you to message?
Exactly.
I suppose. Right. Oh my god, her accent keeps changing.
It's wonderful.
And we won't even tie you up either.
Oh, I mean, I'll tie you up if I think you need to be tied up, but I don't want to.
You would attempt to. Honestly, then you know nothing. Then you know nothing about tabaxis. We're liquid.
I got a strong rope.
Ashara just adjusts the bow slung across her shoulder. We don't need to tie...
Are you trying to be intimidating again?
Well, I haven't been intimidating at all, but I can if you'd like me to.
Roll me intimidation.
Yeah, I've just been behind her being a source of fear and anxiety.
Yes. Wrong intimidation, Eric.
16 plus 2, 18.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's like, as I said, we don't need to tie you up.
That's true.
Then kill me, and I'll take you as...
I would like to point out that I am not usually one to threaten violence on a person, but you did put everyone in the tavern to sleep, and you've been kind of catty... On the why.
No warning, running immediately after doing it.
I mean, you did explain, but we did have to track you down first. So, you can understand our insecurity in letting you...
Distrust.
That's a better word. In letting you walk away.
She just rolls her eyes, and you'll hear a mutter of, why couldn't it have been the high-level adventurers? Like, as scared as she is, she's just like, why? Why do I have to deal with these ones?
You're not very personable, are you?
Well, I'm obviously close enough. I am obviously close enough to hear that.
Yeah, you hear it.
Yeah.
You hear that mutter.
Divine revelation, I suppose.
Because you're lucky, is Delaney's response. Just like us.
Well, the gods are mysterious. Who are we mortals to question their influence?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, well, you don't even know which goddess I serve, and I'm not inclined to tell you.
Better question is, what did you do to piss him off?
Can I roll a religion check?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know that this is going to yield much, but I got 14.
14 for religion's not bad. I can try, but I am not...
If you want, go for it. Like, anyone who wants to religion check, go for it.
Oh, hell, why not?
Decipher anything.
As the paladin, I should be more inclined to figure out religion, but I guess
well,
not.
Well, yeah, you should have the proficiency in religion. Well, then again, you're an oathbreaker. You're non-practicing.
A religion, that is a 15 total, 14 plus 1.
Okay, anyone else?
I also have 15 total, 13 plus 2.
Okay, yeah, all of that's enough to spot tied onto her belt is just a small symbol of, you will recognize it immediately, of the twin goddesses.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell which one it is, but you know she's part of that cult.
Asara just kind of points to her belt where we all spot the symbol. Again, smirking.
No one likes a smart ass,
says the tabaxi.
I like the truth, but, you know.
Yes, so I suppose I will come with you for now.
I mean, I really wasn't giving you an option of if you wanted to do it, you were going to come with us either way. And
thanks for making the job easier.
Killian just kind of chuckles at that, and he's like, trust me, you want to go with us. Because if not, then I can't say that your continued existence will be easy or nice. So, but yeah, lead the way. Take us north.
Right, no, she does not do that. You all see her reach into her jacket thing, and you see the orb there.
Killian punches her straight in the jaw.
Can't I just steal the orb the moment she, like, takes it out? I'm literally right there.
Okay, roll me.
Because I've probably had enough time being that physically close to her to suss her out.
Yeah.
I'd like to assume.
Oh, I want to knock her out at that point. You can take the thing. I'm going to knock her out.
Well, you're not going to knock her out immediately. She got healed twice, remember?
Okay, roll me damage.
Cool.
And do I roll sleight of hand?
Yes, please.
Can I hit her with the blunt end of my glaive?
We love sleight of hand. Actually, no, let me not roll Mercer. Let me roll some Vax.
Yeah, I want to hit her with the blunt end of my glaive, non-lethal style.
Dagger, dagger, dagger.
Okay.
Dagger, dagger, dagger comes through. Natural 20.
Okay.
26 total.
Got an 11.
I'm not expert sleight of hand. I'm expert stealth. I looked at stealth immediately first, and I saw plus 8. It's 26. Natural 20.
Okay, yeah. You get the orb, and it is warm to the touch, and you are quite certain it is actually keyed to her, and that the longer you hold it, the hotter it's going to get.
The quick solution is to not hold it, but not let her have it.
Yes, gotta get knocked out. I'm obviously not doing jack shit tonight, because the dice hate me!
I mean, I have a spare set of common clothes. I can easily just wrap it up and...
Okay, yeah.
Have, like... I can hold it, but I'm not physically touching it. I'm doing the not touching you thing.
Okay, so have you knocked the cat out?
Well,
I got an 11.
To hit.
Somehow you miss. Like, she's not...
Yeah, I figure.
Yeah, and she's just like, oh, you a bunch of barbarians.
Delaney, do you want to do something? Eric? I forget your character's name right now, but do you want to do something? Y'all are both right beside me.
I already did something.
You took the orb.
Yeah, she can't do anything.
At her seeing a barbarian, I think Ashara just kind of hefts up her spear and points it at the cat. You want to try that again?
Delaney is going to kick back. I don't know why I should roll for this, because I do have proficiency in medicine, and he's doing an unarmed strike where he knows he's aiming for what's tender.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like the pressure pull like chi block thing.
Oh no! Since we're trying to stop them from escaping, he's trying to hit where they healed, but it's still tender.
Okay, so you're aiming to knock her out.
Delaney is punching a bruise, basically.
Yeah, basically trying to knock the air out of them without.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, roll me an attack.
This evolved quick.
Shouldn't have taken out the orb.
That's a 24. Non-natural.
Okay.
19 plus 5.
You really shouldn't have taken out the orb.
Okay, roll me damage.
Wow, I maximum damage.
Okay.
7 damage.
Okay, where I find...
Should I add orb of sleep into my item?
We are not this burger, hobily. I will say that, Phoenix.
I'm not usually...
I am not, I mean, I am playing a murder hobo character. I am just in character.
You watch as the cat just doubles over, like, just hissing in pain.
You shouldn't have taken out the orb.
Like her tail is just fluffed up completely by now. She is not happy.
You shouldn't have taken that orb out. Should have kept it away.
Yeah, you want to play nice now?
If I must.
Next time I won't miss. I'll just knock you out and throw you over my shoulder. Let's do this peacefully, please.
I guess to put it in a proverb, don't outfox a fox.
Yeah, whatever that saying is.
Fine. Fine, if I must.
Delaney looks at Red Wait, but I'm a duck. I don't... What?
Just gonna, like, look at you. Just pure silence.
I mean, you're not a fox either. You're like a demon. Wouldn't better the devil you know than the devil you don't make more sense, I guess? But no, not really.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, so what are you guys going to do now that you've got the begrudging, very begrudging acceptance of a cat?
Yeah, I'm going to look at everybody and be like, all right, let's continue on. We're going to go north. You're going to stay right in front of me, Mrs. Cat Lady. And, you try any more funny business, and you might not be as lucky as you got this time. Hit her on. Let's go.
Okay, so you managed to make your way through this.
At some point, I'm probably just going to, like, look at Ashar and, like, think I should steal her holy symbol? And in whisper, obviously.
Steal her what?
Her holy symbol.
Delaney makes a note that when they set up camp, try to make sure they set up camp near a river so he can catch some fish for supper and hopefully defuse part of the situation with an offering.
Well, first we have to get there, so I want to...
I did have a question.
Yeah?
What is north? Like, terrain-wise, land-wise?
Good question. I didn't even think about that.
It's, you know, like hilly plains. Kind of heading up to the mountains.
So, my home territory.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, given that once we talk about things, Ashara goes, you said go north.
I did.
Then we'll make excellent time. That's home.
Isn't that Wolf Clan territory, though?
Ashara Longstrider. Wolf Clan Ranger.
And you see her nose just wrinkle, like she does not want to deal with the clan for any number of reasons that you can think of.
I mean, fair. But she's got to deal with at least one.
That she knows about.
Yeah.
But I have a name for the first episode, guys.
Definitely just silently chuckling.
Yeah?
What a catastrophe.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The cat's gone. Catastrophe.
Yeah, with a dash after the first cat.
I mean, it's on brand for us, really.
It is.
Yeah.
that's the sad part, is it's so on brand.
Okay.
I meant the punny title, not the...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, pun title is definitely on brand. We like on brand.
Okay, so are we gonna try and get out of the city?
Yeah.
Or stand around talking more.
Yeah, let's get out of the city at least. Especially since we're going into home territory, that will allow us quicker travel because she knows what she's doing.
Lead the way. By all means, lead the way.
I need a order for the party so I know.
I assume Ashara in front.
Yeah.
All right, your icons should be on the map now, so let me know if you can't move them.
Nope, I'm good.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so arrange yourself how you wish.
Where do we want Cat Lady?
Delaney, you get on one side of Robin, Killian on the other.
You don't actually know her name, by the way.
Oh yeah.
That is fair. I was just going by the name on the tab.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Akahoshi, you go in back,
mm-hmm.
just in case. Well, I was thinking a line, but this works.
I mean...
And I shall lead.
Pack formation.
Okay!
She's pincered.
She's got nowhere to run! She's got unarmed on one, she's got monk on one side, glaive on the other, daggers and a bow and a sword behind her, and a bow in front of her, and a spear in front of her.
Stealth is dex, isn't it?
It is.
Wait, what is Dex?
But the thing is, like Alexiel said, the rogue is staring right at her from behind.
Yeah, with a high passive perception.
Yeah, that I have to bait.
If she stealths away from that, I would be surprised and impressed.
Well, okay.
My character would literally not complain. That's just like impressive.
Okay, so.
And then immediately set to tracking her down because.
Okay, so as you start to make your way through Malakuta heading north, like, it's your typical trading hub city and everything. You do actually, Red, you're keeping an eye on the cat, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm on alert with her. She's already pulled out the orb, which I stole. I don't know what to add my inventory about that, but I stole that orb from her.
I'll whip something up. That's cocked.
I just know I cannot touch it with my bare hands right now.
Yeah, that was cocked.
It's covered in a spare set of clothes.
Yeah, as you get towards the market area of Malakuta, she absolutely 100% attempts to get away and fails.
Really now?
And she just sticks her nose in the air. Yes.
I'm trying really hard. I'm telling her the sniper's motto because I don't think I'm that murder hobo-y of a character.
What is the sniper's motto? I actually physically don't know. This is out of character.
Don't try running. You'll just die tired.
Yep.
Oh, yep. I could say that, but I'll just keep staring at her, essentially.
Well, how are you going to stop her from getting away? Because she is trying to get away, but you actually notice it.
Stab her in the leg. No tendon.
Damn.
In the middle. Okay. We're doing this in the middle of a marketplace.
Well, wait. Can I, like, sleight of hand it?
No. No, I'm going to tell you right now, out of character, this is a bad idea, because no matter how good you're at it, she will scream in pain.
No, that's true.
And we are in the middle of the city. This is a bad idea.
No, you're correct. I'm not thinking.
Okay.
I was monkey braining that. Can I, like, trip her, essentially?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I, like, low-key just, like, sweep her leg?
Yeah, go for it.
Not high-key. Like, not, like, I'm not, like, dropping her down, like, doing the whole spin attack. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I am just, like...
You're hooking your foot against her ankle, like you're...
Yep.
Oh.
Trying to trip a sibling, going, oh, you're so clumsy, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she stumbles.
Oh, wait, do I need to roll anything for that, or no?
No, it just happens. What was that for?
Okay. You know why.
No, I don't.
Don't make us need to tie you up.
In the middle of a marketplace, you do know I can scream very loudly.
I'm aware.
And she just smiles. She is trouble.
Ashara will turn around.
Yeah.
Kind of whisper down at her, because she is 7'3".
Yeah.
Do you know what sack of potatoes is?
No.
Then I suggest you keep quiet so you don't find out.
He just gives you a dirty look. But you are different.
If she could hear me smiling, she could hear me smiling.
We may have gotten off on the wrong foot.
Oh.
But we are, right now, at least traveling companions. That means we need to survive together.
Unwillingly so.
Correct?
Well, you can survive. Find my way out of this situation. I always do.
Should I just, like, subtly...
No.
Okay.
No, I got this.
No, I believe you do. I was like, I was gonna question, should I just drop that she's technically dealing with two clans?
Oh, damn. I mean, if you want to, go right ahead. It's like...
No, what do you want to do, Eric?
Yeah, no, you go first.
It's like...
I want to hear this.
I was going to show her what I meant by sack of potatoes.
Ah, fun. The fun option.
Go for it.
I like fun option.
All right.
I like that option, too.
I am going to dip down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kneeling because I'm so tall.
Yes.
Well, and she was also kind of, like, on the ground, too, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna scoop her up and put her over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
Right.
All right.
And...
I was like, all right, let's get you back to your betrothed that you're running away from. She screams, she says loudly enough for people around to hear, which gives cover for any of her screaming.
Right, and she's also gonna actually attempt to dig her claws into you.
Okay, I could do a strength roll if you'd like, or athletics, or...
Yeah, please make me a strength check.
Ouchie.
Would that be advantage, because she was prone?
Yeah.
My dice up.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts just to think about.
Oh, it does. No, Cat Claw is no fucking joke, but...
Yeah,
Oh, they fucking hurt.
They sting.
What's your AC?
Eek. Not much. 11. Really? It's only 11? I'm...
Yeah, she manages to get her claws into you.
Wait, what's your armor? 11 doesn't sound right.
I was going to say, I should have armor. Did I not put... inventory.
You might not have equipped it.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
And you are wearing armor, so...
Yeah, 12.
How do I have a higher armor class?
Because it's leather.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shara's in leather, you're in, like, fleet.
Chain. I'm in chainmail, but I have a 17.
You feel the prick of her claws through the leather, but not just the prick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the leather's just keeping them from digging into your skin.
So first roll on the strength. It was strength, right? Not athletics?
Strength.
Okay. 19 on the die, plus 5.
Okay. Okay.
So 24.
Yeah.
And then rolled a 9 plus 5, so 14. So 24, since it was with advantage.
Okay, yeah. You managed to keep her wriggling form still.
If I may, if she's going to put her...
Attempt to claw your back?
Yes, I would like to do a single unarmed attack, if I may.
Go for it.
All right. So, plus 5, so a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Open hand across what I can reach, which, as she is a sack of potatoes, happens to be a very...
Not so fun plate.
...plump part of one's anatomy. You stop that.
You just get the most undignified shriek and hissing and just general, you know, upset cat noise? Think that. Just upset cat noise. And somehow you are holding on to this very upset cat. Meanwhile, everyone's just like giving you guys looks now.
Now, remember, I did say loudly about that we had to get her back to her betrothal, so...
Yeah, oh, they're still giving you looks, like...
I covered my ass.
Yeah. They're giving you looks like, thank God it's not us dealing with that.
Ah, yeah, it's like, she just shrugs, goes, bounty hunting.
Yeah, there's nods. Yeah, so... Yes, Sean?
Can Delaney look around and see if there's anyone selling fish? In the market as we're pulling by.
Yeah, sure. Make me investigation roll.
All right.
I warned her she shouldn't have found out what the sack of potatoes was.
Added a 10.
I mean, I feel like the intimidating assassin laughing at sack of potatoes should have tipped her off that it was not going to be fun for her.
Okay. As you're leaving the marketplace, you actually managed to find a place that's selling fish, like fried fish sticks. Kind of thing.
Nice.
Fitting for a Lenten Friday.
Yeah.
Delaney's gonna buy a bunch of fish sticks for their travels.
Okay.
I'm trying to appease the cat.
I mean, that's a good idea. I like it.
I mean, the way to a person's heart is through food.
Oh, God.
I guess. I'm not sure how much bearing that has on this situation, but...
Not a lot. Not unless you rolled a natural 20 on persuasion.
Well, yeah.
Yes. So you all walk through the city with this struggling, yowling cat carried like a sack of potatoes. And
sack of potatoes.
You eventually start to leave the town itself and head into the grasslands and in the distance, you can actually see the mountains, and you recognize them, Ashara. You reckon they're probably 2 days' travel away. Like, if you're going to follow the trading paths and everything.
I think for sake of ease of travel, we will start that way.
All right.
Depends on how things go on if we'll stay that way.
Yes. Well... I think...
And if you know any shortcuts.
True. Very true.
Yeah, exactly.
I do hope that wasn't too much.
Sack of potatoes. You warned her. You said, sack of potatoes. She decided to test the theory. She did what all players do and fuck around and found out.
Yeah, exactly.
The camera just kind of zooms out, and as you see Delaney offering the needy cat a fish stick.
I'm just getting hissed at. She keeps trying to dig her claws into Shara's back.
It's fresh.
Oh, just shut up.
Fine, I'll eat it. He starts feeding the fish next.
Okay, so after all of that, it does not take you long to reach the outskirts of Malakuta and spy all manner of literally last-minute rentals geared toward adventurers. Most of them are your typical things like wagons of all kinds, carts, mounts, mostly horses, donkeys, and mules. You do see a camel there.
Okay.
And various everyday supplies that you might need if you're heading out either into the wilderness or out onto the roads away from town. You name it, it can be had for a price. So, what do you guys want to do?
Well,
of course, there is always the option of continuing on foot, albeit with a rather reluctant captive in tow, who, yes, does keep trying to claw your back, Ashara.
Can try.
Yes, so what do you wish to do?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think I was very smart, and I... Well, wait, no, I'm pretty sure I have inventory. Yes, I was smart, and I have a backpack and all that, so I'm good to go on foot. But that's me as a ranger speaking. I don't know about the rest of the party. So, what does everyone else think on this? And please hurry, her squirming is getting annoying.
I'm good to go.
On foot's fine.
Well, what about you, my ducky friend?
Felini looks at the party, and then he looks at the tabaxi. He gets a conflicted look on his face, and I know what he does.
Yeah.
He walks in front of Ishara and takes out a paper and writes something on the paper and shows it to the others so that the tabaxi can't see it. And it's a simple...
She is backwards compared to us, so yeah, that works.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And there's a simple... And it's a simple question on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
The simplest way to deal with the situation...
Which is?
It basically asks, should we see if any of these... Phoenix, you mentioned that the wagons was it just for purchasing wagons or were like merchants?
Rentals, merchants, like very last minute supplies for any adventuring party that actually remembers, oh, we need such and such kind of thing. Like
kind of like the standees at the front of the grocery store before checkout. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, these are your last minute items. Did you remember this?
Exactly like that. So, yeah.
No, I did not remember. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, okay. You know, that's where you had the rotisserie chicken and the fresh French bread ready and hot for a meal on the go.
Yep.
Simple question on the form. Should we see if any of these vendors have catnip?
Biting her lip, Ashara just visibly biting her lip, just nods like an overactive 5-year-old because that would be hilarious.
The lady's about finding solutions to situations.
Okay.
As far as he knows, catnip is... I mean, there are worse things that they could be doing as a party. Catnip seems to be the most moral suggestion he can make this time.
You know, you're not wrong.
Okay.
I mean, it's better than tying her up. You know, and to be honest, I'm just carrying her. I have a grip, and she really isn't our prisoner.
Mm-mm.
You know, she's just being a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Or back, technically.
Pain in my rear side.
Yeah.
You'd also say, I think we need at least one, or not, maybe a wagon, but maybe a cart.
Yeah.
I just realized I can't remember if Delaney had a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think you tried And we certainly nixed anything related to Donald Duck.
Because we want to be able to understand you, not have our ears blown out.
Yeah.
And it would kill your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
That too.
Oh, well, yeah, your throat would be shredded.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you want to go for a wagon, go right ahead. That's not cash out of her coin purse. Ashara is happy to walk.
Yeah.
Because she can handle it. And it may also mean that if our cat friend gets uppity, we can say, all right, fine. You can walk back. See how she takes that. Because probably not as good as Delaney or Ashara or Red Mask would be able to handle things. And, you know, we have a construct. They can just walk.
It ain't nothing.
So, you know, yeah.
So what are you guys doing? Are you actually discussing this where she can hear?
Well, the wagon part, yes. The catnip...
Okay.
Definitely not.
The catnip, no.
Yeah.
But Ashara is all for that.
Okay, so what are you gonna look for first? The catnip, or...
I was gonna say, should one of us go grab the catnip and the other go look for a wagon?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Me and Red can stay here and keep an eye on her.
Okay, so you're all splitting the party.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Okay, well...
Shopping, for the purpose of shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do the catnip first. Who's going for that?
I will, unless Delaney wants to.
Delaney just doesn't know what catnip looks like. As far as he knows, it's just like a leaf that literally looks like cat took a bite out of it.
Delaney, roll me history.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
I was going to say, Hillian definitely knows what catnip.
Yeah.
That is a 16.
You know what catnip should look like.
Oh, okay.
Should.
It's a plant. You can probably find it around here.
Oh, we could find it. We might not have to spend money on it. That's even better.
No, I mean, you can probably find it in a shop.
Okay, yeah. I think the lady would head out looking for the catnip.
Oh.
Since this was his plan.
Okay, roll me an investigation, please.
And I'm going to go with them.
Okay.
Not bad.
Are you going to help him look for it?
Yeah.
Okay, then roll me investigation with advantage, Delaney.
You want to know the funny thing? It's still a 16, and I have a lower modifier for investigation by 2, and I still made a 16.
And that's the with advantage.
Yeah, because roll 20 does it, both of them, just in case, and I guess I got 16 and a 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why the two numbers are there.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think you can set it to where it doesn't automatically do that, but whatever.
Ain't no big thing, chicken wing.
Exactly.
Okay, so you manage to find it. The shopkeeper will charge you about 5 copper.
Okay.
For a decent sized plant.
And that reminds me of one thing I forgot to do at the beginning. I forgot to roll for starting money.
You don't really get, you're a monk, you don't really get starting money.
Oh, I get 5d4.
Yeah, I thought you did roll. Oh, well.
Oh, I did?
It doesn't matter. You've got 14 gold.
Okay,
so yeah, so just deduct 5 copper from that. And while you guys are hunting down your catnip plant, that leaves Ashara and Akahoshi with Kat. Are you guys going for the wagon?
I thought I thought the plan was one of them would go for the wagon, one of them would go for the catnip.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was I thought that was the plan too. That's what I interpreted it as.
Yeah. But
I mean
Red and I can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes sense that Delaney was started to leave, and then it makes sense that, like, someone went, wait a second, we're letting him go off on his own. Isn't that how we met him?
Yeah, so we sent our friend to go with, and that leaves Red and me to handle the wagon.
Tank that.
Yeah, we can do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a squishy, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so you two look around. What kind of wagon are you looking for, or cart? Like,
I think just a simple, cheap, two-wheeled cart would be more than enough for us.
Okay, and do you want a horse to go with it, or just pushing?
A horse would probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, roll me an investigation, one of you.
All right. Do you want to do that, Red, or shall I?
Let me see. It's not one of my proficiencies, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I think you have a better intelligence than I do, so you have the higher mod.
Yeah, I can roll for that, if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the better idea.
18 on the dice. Dirty 20.
Okay, that is definitely enough for as you're walking along, looking for a cart, you, specifically Akahoshi, you notice in one of the cart sellers talking to what looks to be an apprentice is, and you know this person straight away, is a slightly built woman with dark hair that's finger brushed and pulled back into a loose ponytail. Her back is to you, but you notice a very familiar kitsune mask.
Mm.
You know instantly this is Meha, who's at the place. And you watch as she turns around and she flashes both of you a grin. And it's like, oh, if you're looking for good carts, they're over here. Come on.
Follow.
Ashara nods and follows Red.
Yeah, we walk up to Meha.
Oh, wow, where'd you get that mask? Kind of cool. And she's just grinning.
Ashara was teasingly asking Red, is like, oh, is this somebody you know?
Yeah, I know her.
Sounds like there's a story there.
Wait, have we met? And she's like, visibly confused. And Red, you get the feeling that she might be on a mission. Maybe. You're not sure. But,
I insight that, then?
Yes, you may insight.
Because that obviously might change the way we converse.
Yeah.
That's fair. We don't want to... You wouldn't want to blow her cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Natural 20. Vax don't let me down. Vax do not let me down.
Yep, she's on a mission. She is on a mission. Ashara, you notice almost immediately after she's done, like, being really confused.
Mm-hmm.
She has heterochromatic eyes. One is a dark brown, and the other is a brilliant blue.
Oh.
I need you to make me a history roll, please.
Alrighty. Hey, 16.
You are pretty certain this might be an ASMR.
Oh.
And, yeah, and if you remember what I told you about ASMR and tiefling in this world...
I want to say yes, like it's on the tip of my tongue.
Quick refresher.
Please.
I play them differently because they're both either have fiendish blood or celestial blood. That means they can be more or less possessed by either a demon or a celestial. And you do not know which one takes over, is the tiefling or the ASMR. So they're feared, or at least distrusted.
Right.
Yeah.
That, I will say, puts me on edge then, but I will still be respectful, because we are dealing business, and I don't want to piss off a business owner, because I don't want to hike up the prices.
Well, there's another reason that Ashara doesn't know, but it's okay.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Meha cocks her head and it's like, oh, right. Anyway, if you're looking for the owner, he's inside. Yeah, because if you're one of them, I don't think I want to be around you. And she just, and she just, she looks, she's pouting, basically. Like,
wait a minute, one of the, I misunderstood. I thought the person we were talking to was an ASMR, not the tabaxi on.
No, 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 you're talking, Meha is the ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, the one who knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Meha's just, like, pouting now. Because as far as she knows,
mm-hmm.
Ashara is someone who might start trying to punch her.
Nope. Honestly, she dealt with a similar sort of crap from her tribe, if you recall my backstory.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She at least understands, you know, what it's like to be not liked for a completely stupid arbitrary reason. Although one could say being possessed by an outer planar creature might not be as arbitrary, but you know, there's a little thing called empathy. That's how Ashara works.
I love her.
God bless Ashara.
So Ashara will say, oh, you're not the owner. I thought someone as capable looking as yourself would be running this business within, you know, like the back of their hand.
No, I've unfortunately not. It's, I needed my cart fixed, you know, and, like, they've got good carts. You know how it is. Things break down.
Unfortunately, I do. You say they have good carts. We're looking for a small two-wheel model and a horse to go with it. You suggest going in here, then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the owner will fix you up.
All right. Thank you.
Well, provided you can pay.
I think we can manage. Thanks for the heads up. And as Ashara walks forward into the office, she goes, you hear that? You won't have to walk all the way. Whap!
And you just get a massive yowl from the tabaxi as she attempts to pull you back to no avail.
Don't mind that. There's a bit of a...
Where's the little Kenku friend? Meha says to Red once Shara's gone inside.
With the Warforged, buying catnip for reasons.
I see. Well, go on then. Don't let me keep you.
Good luck on your mission.
And you on yours. Okay.
And I'll walk inside after Ashara.
Just in time to watch the tabaxi futilely clawing at the back of her leather armor.
Mm-hmm.
Or shirt. Okay, so you walk inside, and there you see the owner. A thin, good-looking man with warm eyes and a jovial smile. And he claps his hands together, and it's like, ah, travelers, what can I do for you?
Shopkeeper, we are looking for a small but sturdy cart. And maybe a direction on a horse to pull said small and sturdy cart. Could you help us?
I could. If you're willing to do a... I could even give it to you for free, if you're willing to do me a favor.
Not that I'm against free, but that depends on the favor. We are heading north, and we were hoping to do it quite soon.
Ah, good, good, good. That's the general direction of the... I believe it was a young platinum dragon was headed that way, and I'm definitely interested in some scales. 5 in all.
That raises an eyebrow. Platinum?
That raises a lot of eyebrows, actually.
Yeah!